That's Andy Bromley, and the only one.
The only one is true. The only one is pure. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. I'm so sorry it's so late. It's because of that little accident we had earlier on. I had this lovely ice-cold glass of Ribena, and I happened to move my hand, and it went all over the equipment. And we had to dive out and try and get it cleaned up as quickly as possible. Otherwise, we would have lost all the equipment. Anyway, we're looking at the 60 characteristics of Jesus, 60 parts. And today we're at part 43. We're looking at communicating. That's the subject matter today, communicating. Let's go to scripture. And 3 John. 3 John is right near Jude, which is right near the very end of the Bible. In fact, two books away from Revelation, if you're looking for it. 3 John, we're going to verse 11, because there's only one chapter in 3 John. So we're going to verse 11, and it says this. Dear friend, don't let this bad example influence you. Follow only what is good. Remember that those who do good prove that they are God's children, and those who do evil prove that they do not know God. Communicating. That is what the Bible does every single day, every time you open it. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever mood you're in, whether you're happy, whether you're sad, whether you're angry, whether you're glad, whatever your disposition, if you will. The Bible, the living Word of God, is something that communicates. Every day on Worship Radio 247, twice during the program, I communicate with you. When you go to church on Sunday, your pastor, your vicar, your priest, your minister, whoever it is, communicates with you. Now, that could be good communication, that could be bad communication. My point to you today is this: how often do you communicate? How often do you communicate that which you should be doing? In other words, how often do you talk to Almighty God? How often do you communicate with Him? I know that you spend your life communicating with hundreds of people by speaking to office workers, by speaking to office friends, by speaking to school friends, by speaking to college mates, by speaking to your personal friends, whether it is on the telephone, whether it's on email, whether it's on Facebook. We are all of us communicating all of the time. But how much of your communication is meaningless? And how much of your communication is life-changing? That's a question I want to bring to you. I'll say that again. How often is your communication meaningless? And how often is your communication life-changing? Well, if we look at the way Jesus communicated through his ministry of 3 years and beyond that, if we look at the way Jesus communicated, I don't think, you know, when I read through the Gospels, I don't think that Jesus wasted one solitary word. I don't think one word came out of Jesus' mouth that wasn't necessary. In other words, what a characteristic to have, a communication skill on that level, where every single word that we utter is a word of life-changing power. You see, the Bible tells us that the tongue is mightier than the sword. Through communication, look what's happened in this world. Millions and millions and millions and millions of people have turned to Christ, have become born-again Christians. Millions of other people have turned to different esoteric religions. Millions of other people have to turn to satanic worship. But most of us, beloved, on this planet have turned to something. There are very few people on this planet that have turned to nothing at all. Whatever it be, we've all turned to something. We've all looked to something. And how have we found out about that particular something that we are following? We found out because of communication. Communication is vital to us, and it is also vital to the furtherance of the kingdom of God. I've spent a few days over the last week or so talking to you about false prophets as we've been looking into 2 Peter, the second chapter. And there are many, many false prophets, and there's going to be even more in the final days, in those final days that we are in now, before the Lord comes back. And those false prophets are going to continue, beloved, to communicate. All of those cults that are drawing people in, they're drawing them in through communication. And now, with the internet, we have such opportunities to be able to communicate to the world very quickly. And so therefore, our communication, we have to be on our guard. We have to watch what we say. We have to watch what we think. We have to watch what we listen to. Communication is vital, beloved. Just think of some of the things that Jesus has said. Love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, to lay down his life for his friends. Jesus has said some wonderful things. We saw in the first hour in Luke the 6th chapter and verse 38 about giving. Give and it will be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Those were the words that Jesus said. They were his communication. Beloved, when you communicate, what do you say? I want you to spend a few moments as you're listening to this, just thinking about what you say when you speak to somebody. Are you angry when you speak to them sometimes? Are you loving toward that person? How are you communicating with that person? How often do you communicate the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? How often do you speak to your friends and your loved ones and your family and tell them about the wonderful goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ? How often do you communicate life? And here's another one. How often do you communicate death? Beloved, in these last days, we must watch what we say and how we say it. And I would love now, right now, to sit before Almighty God and just say to him, Father God, I am so sorry for the things that I have said wrong on numerous occasions. The way I have communicated that has been wrong and has not brought life, Lord. And I ask you now to forgive me in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and glory to God. Amen and amen. And as you continue to worship, beloved, I'd love you to do the same thing. I'd love you just to spend that time worshiping him and saying, Lord, give me a new tongue. Give me a tongue of life and not a tongue of death. In the name of Jesus.